Darling, what are you doing up so late? Oh, were you waiting for me? Oh, now, now. Don't get all fussy. I'm here now. It's okay. Did you miss me? I missed you too, darling. You have nothing to worry about anymore. Mommy's here. And I'm done with all that needs to be done tonight. I'm all yours. What's wrong? Is it the storm? There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear. That storm cannot get to you. It would have to go through me first. It's too scary. Do you want me to get in bed with you? I'll protect you with all my strength. But I haven't taken a shower yet. The last thing I want to do is get you all dirty with my body. I should take a shower first. You like how I smell? You're such a goofball. A lovable, sweet, innocent goofball. Scooch on over so I can get in. Right underneath those covers. Prepare yourself for the biggest bear hug ever. Come here. I'll protect you with all I've got. Oh, you're so warm. How are you so warm like this? Lovely dear. It's like I'm cuddling with a teddy bear right now. My frightened teddy. I would never let any harm come your way. My sweetie. My lovely dear. My angel, my everything. Nothing will ever harm you. Not as long as I breathe. I love you so much. Oh, I can feel all that heartwarming stuff coming now. I'm not gonna drown you with love. Not tonight. Maybe just a little bit. But primarily, cuddles. Keeping you safe from the storm. So, don't listen to the thunder. Listen to me, okay? Can you do that for me, baby? Good, good. That's all I want to hear. Just focus on me. And nothing else. You want me to hold you tighter? If I do it anymore, you'll stop breathing. I don't want to bring any harm to you. It's not in my DNA to harm you. It would be impossible. Now that I can do. What would you like for me to hum to you? Anything? Let's see. What is that song? It's something I used to sing in school long ago. It's called Winter Light. It was rather peaceful, in my opinion. A relaxing song to listen to. And since you're so tensed up, it seemed like the perfect thing to hum to you. Unless you want something more intense. Oh, baby. No. Don't listen to that noise. Don't jump, okay? Mommy's got you. Look at me. Come on, come now. It's okay, okay? Look at me. I'd never lie to you, right? That thunder will not harm you. I promise you. Keep looking at me and you'll know. Do you see it in my eyes? Do you see his protective spirit? No harm will come your way. Ever. My poor dear. If I could get rid of the storm right now, at the snap of my finger, I would. What else could help you? Would you like to listen to some music to drown out the noise? No? Just not interested? You want to talk to me? I understand, darling. Well, how about an alternative then? We're going to need to rely on teamwork. So, my favorite stuffed toy is going to protect you as well. 3 of us against the storm. Come on, cuddle with the piggy. Isn't he just cute? Come on. There you go. He's a cutie pie piggy. And he's my cutie pie. It's you. Two cuties in the same bed. Oh, I wish I could take a picture of this. You look so adorable clinging onto it. Oh, I just promised I wouldn't start gushing again. Oh, you're so cute, though. Oh, I love you so much. Focus. Your cuteness is way too powerful. Always gets me distracted. I really need to help you. Let's see. I guess when the storm is over and you've awakened in the morning, we really need to get you some proper help. Something to combat your fear of storms. I guess we could try an exposure tactic. Well, what I mean by that is you listen to some ambience of a really heavy storm. You hear the thunder and that crackling of lightning. And when you do this during calm weather, it'll slowly train your brain into being at least partially okay during a thunderstorm. Now, this is just a theory. I'm no expert. And we should probably talk to someone who knows more about these things. But I wish to be able to help in any way possible. Because I love you. And people that love each other help each other, right? It's my duty in life to help you. But now, darling, you and I really need to try our best to get some sleep. Do you know what time it is? It's 4:41 a.m. We are way past our bedtime, and the last thing we need to hear right now are the birds chirping outside. Piggy and I will protect you. I promise. Just focus on our warmth, focus on our love, and drift to sleep. I see your eyelids are getting really heavy. You can barely stay awake. Only fear is keeping you up now. And I'm banishing that fear out of your body, never to return. Go to sleep, darling. I'll give you head rubs. I'm sure that will be soothing. Now just relax. Mm-hmm.